returning to senescent cells. So how good is the evidence that we can clear senescent cells with I guess, small molecules in vivo?
I guess, I should preface this by saying that we are still learning about what a senescent cell is. So the NIH director has a common fund that they put towards interesting areas of research that cover all institutes at NIH. So it covers cancer, autoimmune diseases, infectious diseases, aging. And so they have put $190 million into an effort to identify, characterize, and map senescent cells with normal human aging. And we are part of that consortium and realizing very quickly that identifying a senescent cell is not as simple as it sounds. So we're still learning about what is a true senescent cell, how to define it, and then how to kill it. But having said that, we have shown at least a certain type of senescent cell or types can be cleared using drugs, many of which are actually repurposed cancer drugs. It turns out, so actually senescence is thought to evolve as an anti-tumor mechanism. So if a cell has an oncogenic mutation or acquires a mutation, and it starts to proliferate in a non-controlled manner, this pathway, the senescence pathway, is activated. It shuts down cell growth, and it releases inflammatory factors to tell the immune system to come get rid of it. So senescence is kind of a pre-cancerous type of cell, or could be considered that, certain types are. And so pathways that cancer cells turn on not to be killed. So cancer cells become kind of resistant to a number of different types of ways you would try to kill it. But the drugs that have been developed to kill a cancer cell actually appear to work on a senescent cell, at least some of them do. So we are repurposing cancer drugs to try to clear senescent cells. And we can reduce the number of at least certain types of senescent cells in certain tissues in the body. And again, in animal models, that leads to an extension of healthspan and improvement of other hallmarks of aging. So the advantage for using anti-cancer drugs, of which we have other drugs too, some natural products, which we can talk about that I'm taking and other people are taking, appears to reduce the senescent cell burden. Again, it's not all senescent cells, and there may be other in certain tissues or certain types that aren't cleared. So when you treat with a senolytic, which is a drug that has been defined as killing the senescent cell, for aging, you don't have to treat daily. For cancer, you probably do, because these cells are proliferating and you're trying to kill a cancer cell, but the senescent cell isn't proliferating. So what you want to do is you want to reduce that burden of senescent cells. So the concept is you could take an anti-cancer regimen of a certain type, not all anti-cancer drugs kill senescent cells, but you only take it once a month, or it could be every 6 months, because you just want to reduce the burden. It's like a rheostat. You just want to kind of reduce the heat a little bit. And as the senescent cell burden starts to increase, you treat again. So whether that's 2 weeks, whether it's 2 months, whether it's every year. So it's not like it's constant chemotherapy. It's more intermittent treatment, probably what will be with a cocktail of drugs that target multiple types of senescent cells.
I think your lab did some research on senescence in the different tissues. And in particular, you found that the immune system was most problematic when it became senescent. Could you talk a little bit about what you found in the different tissues?
Right. So it's been shown by Dr. Kirkland and others that if you inject a large number of senescent cells into the body, that the bad factors that they secrete, these inflammatory factors, these proteases, growth factors, can drive senescence in other cells and eventually cause that animal to become frail and die at an earlier age. So the question is, what cells in our body actually drive aging? What senescent cell types? And our data suggests if you age the immune system using a genetic trick, so we can actually delete genes only in the immune system to cause the immune cells to become senescent. And that was a very potent driver of systemic aging. But if you think about it, it makes sense, because the immune system, unlike a liver cell or a muscle cell, immune cells, what they do is they infiltrate into different tissues where they either are poised to respond to pathogens or attacking pathogens. So So if you look in your liver and your kidney and even in your brain, you find a panel of immune cells that are poised to deal with invaders. And so if these cells actually become senescent with age and maybe chronic exposure to pathogens, they're right there in the different tissues where they can release these inflammatory factors and cause tissue destruction. So the fact that they infiltrate in the different tissues makes them different than a senescent brain cell or a senescent liver cell. And so therefore we think that a damaged or aged or senescent immune system is really poised to drive this aging process. And if you can improve immune function, not only would it not have these senescent immune cells, the function of the immune system would be improved to actually clear senescent cells in the different tissues. So as we think about this more, we think improving immune function and reducing immune senescence would have a dramatic effect on human health. If that makes sense.
That does. No, that makes absolute sense. But the immune system is quite diverse, I believe. So
yes,
you probably have a diverse set of senescent cells as well.
Right. And so one of the key questions is there a subset of immune cells? Is it T cells, B cells, natural killer cells, macrophages, et cetera? Is there a subset that seems to be the key cells for driving the senescence and aging? So we are using genetic tricks in mice to try to look at these different populations. And then we're doing experiments where we actually transplant old different immune subsets into a younger mouse to see if they will drive senescence, what we call peripheral senescence, and drive aging. So we're investigating that. But I think the answer is going to be, it's going to be multiple components. You know, it's never simple. It's not like there's going to be a specific T cell type that you say, if you could actually treat this, everything's going to be great. It's probably going to be a contribution of all the different immune subtypes. And then the question comes is what immune subtypes actually clear senescent cells? And I think there's going to be multiple types of T cells, natural killer cells, and maybe macrophages that contribute to clearing this senescent cell burden that accumulates with age.
Is there any way that we could check what the level of senescence is in our immune system, right, or how healthy our immune system is?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, we have surrogate markers, not quite sure how good they are in predicting your immune health per se. I think the best one is one that was developed by Ned Sharpless, who was director of NCI. I think he's just stepped down, but he developed an assay where you take T cells and you measure a key gene that's thought to be upregulated in senescent cells. It's a gene called P16. It regulates the cell cycle. And he has shown that with age, the level of P16 goes up in these T cells. Now, what he hasn't shown is that level of P16 correlates with immune function. He actually has shown it correlates with your biological age. So it's not the date on your driver's license. It's really how old you are physically. And it seems to correlate. So I think the best marker, and there are companies have been established to measure this, P16 and T cells, that it really is a good surrogate marker of predicting your both biological age and your potential immune function. But the immune function aspect still has to be examined in more detail.
Do we know if any of the senolytics will work on immune cells?
So given our recent result, we have now started to develop assays where we can actually test senolytics or screen for novel senolytics on senescent cell populations. And the answer is yes. Some of them actually will reduce the number of senescent T cells, the number of senescent NK cells, and then some other subpopulations. What we don't know is if that reduction in senescence in those populations is what's making the difference in improving the health of a mouse, for example. So right now it's yes, some of these drugs work, some natural products that we've tested work to reduce senescence in immune cells. We just don't know yet if that reduction is actually playing a key role in improving the health of the mouse models that we're working on. So those studies are underway, because it's a lot of times you get a result, but actually showing that result is what's conferring the biological effect is difficult.